Retail sales blow past expectations in February as consumers bounce back. By John Carney on April 1, 2026. American consumers came roaring back in February, with retail sales beating expectations across the board and snapping a two-month streak of disappointing readings. Retail and food services sales rose 0.6% in February to a seasonally adjusted $738.4 billion, the Commerce Department said Wednesday. That handily topped the 0.4% gain economists had forecast. January's decline was revised to 0.1% from the initially reported 0.2% drop. From a year earlier, retail sales were up 3.7%. The strength was not just in the headline. Sales excluding autos rose 0.5%, topping the 0.3% consensus. Stripping out both autos and gasoline, sales gained 0.4% against a 0.2% forecast. The so-called control group, which feeds into the government's calculation of consumer spending and gross domestic product, also rose 0.4%. The gains were broad-based. Health and personal care stores led the way with a 2.3% jump. Clothing and accessories rose 2.0%. Sporting goods, hobby, and bookstores gained 1.3%. Motor vehicle and parts dealers, which had been a major drag in January, rebounded 1.2%. Miscellaneous store retailers rose 1.1%. Non-store retailers, a category dominated by e-commerce, edged up 0.7% and were up 7.5% from a year earlier. Food services and drinking places, a closely watched barometer of discretionary spending, rose 0.4% and were up 5.2% year over year. The weakness was confined to a handful of categories. Furniture and home furnishings fell 1.0% and were down 5.6% from a year ago, the worst year-over-year performance in the report. Food and beverage stores also declined 1.0%. General merchandise was flat on the month, though department stores bounced 3.0% after a sharp 6.0% decline in January, a gain that still left them down 5.4% year-over-year. For the three-month period from December through February, total sales were up 3.1% from the same period a year earlier. The report is likely to ease concerns that had built after back-to-back soft readings in December and January, which had raised questions about whether the consumer was finally losing momentum. The February data suggests the earlier weakness owed more to seasonal factors and harsh winter weather than to a fundamental pullback in household spending. Retail sales are not adjusted for inflation, but with goods prices nearly flat on the month and up just 1% over the past year, according to the most recent Consumer Price Index report. The February gains largely reflect increases in the volume of goods purchased rather than higher prices.